and comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts to this section, with special directions for each part. Part 1. Directions. For each question, you will see a picture in your test book and you will hear four short statements. The statements will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speaker says. When you hear the four statements, look at the picture in your test book and choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. Look at the sample below. Now listen to the four statements.
A. They're looking out the window. B. They're having a meeting. C. They're eating in a restaurant. D. They're moving the furniture.
Statement B, they're having a meeting, best describes what you see in the picture. Therefore, you should choose answer B. Now let us begin part 1 with question number 1. Number 1. Look at the picture mark number 1 in your test book. A. The windows are open. B. The conditions are good. C. Air is blowing in the window. D. Air conditioners are in the windows. Number 2. Look at the picture mark number 2 in your test book. A. The class is hurrying to leave the room. B. Students are standing at their desks. C. Students are sitting around the classroom. D. The students are reading quietly at their desks. Number 3. Look at the picture mark number 3 in your test book.
A. The man is loading the trunk of the car. B. The man is lifting the trunk into the car. C. The man is holding up the car. D. The man is moving ahead of the car.
Number 4. Look at the picture mark number 4 in your test book.
A. The statue is in the dark. B. She is trying to park near the statue. C. The child is standing with the statue. D. The park is in another state.
Number 5. Look at the picture mark number 5 in your test book. A. The boxes are loaded onto a truck. B. The woman is driving a big truck. C. The box is being moved on a hand truck. D. The truck is backing into the boxes. Number 6. Look at the picture mark number 6 in your test book. A. The man is picking up the paper. B. The man is sitting alone reading the paper. C. The man is covered over with the paper. D. The man is paying for his newspaper. Number 7. Look at the picture mark number 7 in your test book.
A. The babies have been taken from their beds. B. The babies are being cared for in the hospital ward. C. The baby is being taken from its mother. D. The baby is going into the hospital.
Number 8. Look at the picture mark number 8 in your test book. A. The woman is cutting the cloth. B. The women are asking for the cloth to be sewn. C. The women are working at their sewing machines. D. The woman is looking for a sewing machine. Number 9. Look at the picture mark number 9 in your test book.
A. Students are walking into the library. B. The books are on shelves in the library. C. The books have all been taken off the shelves. D. Many people are studying in the library.
at the picture marked number 10 in your test book. A. The birds are angry. B. The birds are in a cage. C. The boy is calling his mother. D. The birds have left their cage. Number 11. Look at the picture marked number 11 in your test book.
A. The woman is waiting to pick up her bags. B. The woman is carrying her luggage. C. The woman is looking through her suitcases. D. The woman is standing next to her bags on the sidewalk.
Number 12. Look at the picture marked number 12 in your test book.
A. The building has been damaged by fire. B. Someone is smoking in the lobby. C. People are coming out of the burning building. D. The staff have all been fired.
Number 13. Look at the picture marked number 13 in your test book.
A. The street lamps are shining. B. The man is covering up the wall. C. The worker is climbing the ladder. D. A man has jumped from the building.
Number 14. Look at the picture marked number 14 in your test book. A. The announcer has a smile on his face. B. The director says he will phone ahead. C. The speaker holds the record for sleeping. D. The man is removing the microphone. Number 15. Look at the picture marked number 15 in your test book.
A. They are buying gasoline. B. The gas pump is not being used. C. An automobile is leaving the station. D. He is asking for gasoline.
Number 16. Look at the picture marked number 16 in your test book. A. People are going up the stairs. B. The office workers are coming out. C. The building manager has been asked to leave. D. The fire escapes go up the building. Number 17. Look at the picture marked number 17 in your test book. A. Wheelbarrow is standing empty on the pavement. B. The wheelbarrow is loaded with dirt. C. Workers have put the wheelbarrow away. D. The man is pushing an empty wheelbarrow. Number 18. Look at the picture marked number 18 in your test book.
A. The man is falling off the ladder. B. The man is working on his house. C. The man is carrying paint into the house. D. The man is painting a picture of a house.
Number 19. Look at the picture marked number 19 in your test book. A. The sculpture is standing on its corner. B. People are crowding the sculptor. C. The artist drew a cube in a square. D. An object has fallen to the ground. Number 20. Look at the picture marked number 20 in your test book.
A. The bits are flying away. B. We heard from them this morning. C. They wanted to bid on the job. D. A flock of pigeons is on the rack.
Part 2. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear a question spoken in English, followed by three responses also spoken in English. The question and the responses will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. You are to choose the best response to each question. Now listen to a sample question. You will hear,
"Good morning, John. How are you?"
You will also hear, best response to the question, how are you, is choice A, I am fine, thank you. Therefore, you should choose answer A. Now let us begin part 2 with question number 21. Number 21. Where would you like us to put the sofa?
A. I'm sorry, I don't care for any of them. B. I prefer that you not call again. C. In the living room, along the far wall.
Number 22.
Would you like to go shopping this afternoon?
A. Yes, I think I'd like that. B. I'm very sorry to hear that. C. I thought he was leaving this morning. Number 23. How long will it take to clear customs? A. At the other end of the terminal. B. Only a few minutes once we have our bags. C. Well, we should have no more problems. Number 24. Where's the nearest taxi stand?
A. There's one at the corner of 1st and Maple. B. One just went by. C. No, I'm afraid we'll have to wait.
Number 25. What time was the photographer coming?
A. No, my watch has stopped. B. It'll be in the living room. C. He said he'd be here at 4.
Number 26. Do you remember where you last saw it?
A. I saw him yesterday. B. It was on my desk. C. That was her last one.
Number 27.
What's the name of the new man in shipping?
A. I'm sorry, but we have no open positions. B. I think it's Jeff or John Titus. C. It was sent special delivery to Los Angeles. Number 28. Could you bring your complete file in when we have our meeting?
A. I don't think we'll want to go. B. We'll have to look in the newspaper. C. Yes, in fact, I've made a copy of it for you.
Number 29.
Excuse me, may I use your telephone?
A. You have my number, call any time. B. Ours is a private phone, but there's a public phone in the corner. C. There's a call for you in line 2. Number 30. Do you know where the meeting will be? A. Yes, it'll be in Dan's office. B. I left it back in my motel. C. We expect to be leaving shortly. Number 31. Tell me, what new products or processes, if any, has our research division come up with?
A. The budget for research is still small. B. Not yet, but perhaps soon. C. I can't say they've come up with anything, sir.
Number 32.
Would you and your wife like to come over for dinner on Saturday?
A. Yes, please, I'm very hungry. B. We usually visit my parents on holidays. C. Yes, thank you. I don't think we have any plans. Number 33. When did you hear about the accident?
A. I've heard it many times. B. I hear it happened yesterday. C. This morning, just after it happened.
Number 34.
How did your business go in Hong Kong?
A. It went very well. B. Yes, and then we went to Bangkok. C. As you know, I often do that. Number 35. Will we be able to catch a 7:30 flight? A. Yes, the meeting. teaching begin soon? B. Why are we arriving so early? C. Yes, if we don't get caught in traffic. Number 36.
What's the code for accessing Secureba?
A. It was installed on Monday. B. He said he wanted to get some rest. C. Only Jim knows our codes. You'll have to ask him to call it up for you. Number 37. Can you exchange these birds for French francs? A. For currency exchange, you have to go to window 18. B. Yes, I studied both French and German. C. I'm sorry, but sales items cannot be exchanged. Number 38.
Did we leave the windows open when we left?
A. There are three. B. No, I closed them all. C. Yes, but I can't see anything. Number 39. Do you expect to keep this system in place much longer?
A. No, we'll be replacing it this year. B. Yes, it's a very old place. C. The place is well cared for.
Number 40. You just went through a red light. A. Oh, I have to be more careful. I didn't even see it. B. I really like the holiday decorations. C. It took me 2 hours. Number 41.
Won't you introduce us to your friends?
A. He wrote the introduction. B. Not too much. C. Of course. I'm sorry. Number 42. Has a fax come in from the Sydney office today?
A. It begins with an S. B. No, today's a holiday for them. C. That's something I know nothing about.
Number 43. Aren't you exhausted after your long flight?
A. No, I slept on the plane. B. I had it repaired just last week. C. We just out from Seattle.
Number 44. Can you tell the difference between these two charts?
A. No, they're too similar.
B. I told them they were different. C. Yes, it's about 2 kilometers. Number 45. How much of the processing is done at this plant?
A. It takes about 3 hours per unit.
B. The new plant would be just south of here.
C. Almost all of it because of shipping costs.
Number 46. I'd like to see some identification, sir.
A. Of course. Here's my passport.
B. Would you like it with cream and sugar?
C. I don't think you should go.
Number 47. How do you feel about your job these days?
A. I have a fever and should be in bed.
B. That'd be very good.
C. I still don't like it very much.
Number 48. Are you going to the conference in Chicago?
A. No, I usually walk when I'm downtown. B. Yes, I signed up for it last month when the notice came around. C. Yes, I got the promotion after all.
Number 49. Where would you like to sit?
A. Yes, please, if I may.
B. I think he's over there.
C. Near a window, if possible.
Number 50.
Would you like to know more about our services?
A. I think you ought to try it again.
B. Yes, we might need to call on you. C. I'm too busy to go anywhere.